Hey, it's Glenn. How are ya? Hey, we recorded this episode a couple of weeks ago, and it was before the time we really started to clean it up and tighten up the show. So I put all the banter and all the fun stuff, well, I think it's fun anyway, at the very back of the episode after the credits. So get into it and remember to jump online at My Millennial Money on Insta and Facebook and join our Facebook group. Bye.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money. It's the money podcast for people who have no money, but would like some.
Hey guys, welcome to My Millennial Money.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
We've got a guest today.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello,
hi,
everyone.
Welcome,
hello.
Amy.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I'm just on task, aren't I?
You are.
I just jump
no
into
room
it.
For
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Just jump laughter. Into it.
No 5-minute bell or anything, just
no,
flying.
No, just bam.
He's got that look on his face too. I'm a bit scared
serious,
to push it too hard.
Yeah.
Is there a question coming your way, Aaron?
There is. what will the question be? Nobody knows. But today we've got Amy. And hi, Amy.
Hello. Hi.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Awesome. I actually thought, I'll get straight into it, but first, I've got a bit of an issue with Aaron.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. So what was happening? Well, it was a little while ago, a couple of weeks.
After you missed his birthday.
Yeah, after you missed
second issue.
Yeah. So
did you know it was his birthday on the weekend?
I was just about to say that. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You need to tell people.
Yeah.
If you want us to say happy birthday, you need to tell us.
But I don't have mine on Facebook because I think the people that know, they care about me.
Thank you.
But Amy.
I need to write your birthday.
What date's Max's?
23rd.
24th.
June, yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
24th June.
Yeah, one day after.
Yeah. And thanks for just throwing off the podcast schedule by mentioning the date, because this probably won't go live for a couple of weeks.
Now it has to.
So that's my issue with Aaron today.
Was it?
No.
Your birthday?
No. So the real issue is a couple of weeks ago. You remember, like, I went out to Westfield for dinner, and you're like, oh, I might come, and I might not, and she had all this stuff that she had to do. She ended up tanking it, and I was not that I went to Westfield just to meet with you, but I'm like, oh, it'd be cool. And you just stood me up, basically.
Like, I didn't. When he asked, I said, well, maybe, but I have got this other thing that I need to do.
That's
so
true.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And then I let him know that I wasn't going.
I know. I felt stood up.
That's fair enough.
I would.
So, fast forward, me having like Mad Max by myself.
Aww.
And
did you get the thick shake?
Yeah, and then I went for a shame shake at Wendy's.
Shame shake. I couldn't remember what he called it.
Yeah, so we call them a shame shake. And so I get a large, crunchy super shake. And so I walked in, and at the middle, you know, you can go one direction to Boost Juice and one direction to Wendy's.
Oh, I know what direction I'd shake.
Shake to Wendy's?
Yeah. Yes. So this is.
I'm not a fan of Boost at all.
Seriously, if you're looking upstairs down and seeing me, because remember in episode, I think it was 109, I talked about my experience with Boost Juice.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I was just going to say that.
And it wasn't a great experience at the time.
It was too gluggy.
So I walked in. I'm like, right, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to go to Boost Juice. I've just had Mad Max. So I walked in.
Mad Max isn't that unhealthy, though.
No, it's all right. But, you know, I wanted to keep up with, you know, not putting on heaps of weight. Anyway, so I walked in and I'm like, nah, stuff you Boost. So I went and I started walking to the left. And I'm like, nah, I'll be good. And then I walked over to the other side of the round center thing. Yeah. And I'm like,
because
and
have I'm you like, been to that? There's that little thing in the middle now.
Yeah, something, an iced tea bar.
Have you seen that?
Like, there's bubble.
Yeah,
like.
I think it's a bubble tea.
And then so like I walked to the other side. I'm like, nah, not doing it. And then I did like this other. It was like, look, someone
so
was looking
like,
at me. It was just like this guy.
Someone standing out there.
I would have been like.
Just casing the joint.
Yeah. And then I just walked down to Wendy's and had a large crunchy shake.
But you got the exercise on the way.
That's right.
It's only about 8 calories walking there.
That's true. And then as usual, I went upstairs to David Jones and fed my shopping addiction.
They must love seeing you come in there.
I know. It's so funny.
First name.
So Aaron sent me like the most ridiculous article on the planet.
To be honest, I don't know whether I read it. I think I just saw the heading and was like, this is something.
I think it's clickbait, but it was on CNBC, so pretty like big website in the States. And it's basically titled Millennial Women Are Worried, Ashamed of Out-Earning Boyfriends and Husbands.
Oh, jeez. What's wrong with them?
So.
So, Erin, what can you read the first part of the article?
It's no longer rare for women in relationships to out-earn their husbands or boyfriends. In 2015, for example, 38% of American wives made more money than their husbands. But many women remain
ambivalent.
Thank you. About
did someone's phone go off?
No.
Oh, it was
about being breadwinners.
Oh, it's your bangle on the cup. Oh. No, that's all right. Hey, can everyone see? We've got My Millennial Money mugs now.
Very cool.
Ooh. Anyway, sorry. So what I thought... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, am I still going?
Yes.
Ford, who is herself unbothered about making 70% more than her own male partner, tries to understand why so many of the millennials she speaks to report feeling concerned or even ashamed about the repercussions of their success.
That's it. Yes. Like, is that the most BS thing ever?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I thought, let's turn this podcast up a notch and and let's put it out there for a young millennial lady who earns more than her partner.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. So Amy's been brave enough to come on the show and share her experiences of feeling worried and ashamed.
Oh, that's a joke. No, that's a joke.
You know, though.
I did think about it, though, didn't I, Glenn?
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
I had to go and think about it.
And you had to ask your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not ask his permission, no. But I wanted to just check that he was okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is stupid, isn't it? Mm. Is it?
No, I just think it's courteous.
Depends what sort of relationship you've got.
Yeah. And do you know what he said?
What?
Can I swear?
Yeah,
I
said,
oh, fuck it, just tell everybody. Yeah. Good on ya.
Exactly.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah. So Amy is a professional. You're a pharmacist.
Yes.
A legal drug dealer.
Yes. Love that.
Illegal, not illegal.
Yeah.
And you earn double what your partner earns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
And so by the sounding of how you've explained it, like there's actually never been a problem with your relationship.
Not with money. No, yeah. No, we're pretty happy though. Otherwise,
yeah,
thanks for
that's
asking.
Right. So, yeah.
We're not counsellors here,
yeah. But we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we can fix anything.
Clearly,
yes.
He's earned more than me at times, and
yeah,
you know, it's I'm sure it'll change.
Yeah, I mean,
throughout our lives,
and that's what I mean. Like, if you are in a relationship and the woman or man felt ashamed of earning more.
Yeah, that's problematic.
You
got to
ditch the relationship, you not?
Yep.
He probably, in all honesty, went out chasing someone like you who was going to earn double that he could sit back and live the gravy train.
Oh, I think he likes that I'm ambitious. He's ambitious too. So I think that's a core value of his. So that's what's important to him. So we kind of match up well that way.
Have any of your friends or family members made any weird comments or any of his friends?
No.
So basically the article is actually just rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it is clickbait?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so question.
Yeah.
And this is for Erin and Amy. Would you have any friends that you could think of who are in relationships where if they earn double what the male did, and I think it actually goes more on the male's insecurity.
Oh, definitely.
That's it, yeah.
Like,
yeah. And that's what we're talking about. And that's why I wanted to check with him before I spoke to you guys.
Yeah.
But he obviously doesn't have
that insecurity. Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I think me personally, having not witnessed it firsthand, I think it's an ego thing if someone's got an issue with it and there's maybe more underlying issues with their relationship.
Than just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
With their masculinity maybe as well.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, like, you would have to think
like, wouldn't you want as a family unit?
But that's
or
what I was going to say. Like, at the end of the day, it's still the household. Yeah. Does it matter?
Yeah. And it goes into, like, when I do personal budgeting with couples, it's like, that's your one bank account. All money goes into that, and then we do the budget around it.
Mm. Yeah.
And you'd actually have to say it shouldn't matter if you're actually happy with what you're doing in life. Mm. I mean, what if the husband or the male partner wanted to just work in a charity and not earn anything and send Amy out to earn all the big bucks?
Yeah, and if you can still afford to live, good.
Yeah, so.
I think it must happen more than we think. I meet clients that have got separate bank accounts still, even though they're either married or been in a relationship for a long time.
Crazy.
Kind of defeats the whole purpose, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. But it's that, like, you're either married or you've got a joint venture or in a relationship or you've got a joint venture.
We've got a shared bank account. We've got our own just for fun stuff. you know, I can go and spend on whatever and he can spend whatever he wants his money on. But, yeah, we have joint money, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's – I think it is clickbait. But if you wanted to actually read it, just look at Google millennial woman worried about earning more than boyfriends or husbands. But I just can't see how. And, like, what would you say to a young lady who might feel like that they might be, I don't know, stepping on toes for...
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no.
You need to do what's right for you.
If that person has a problem,
flicking.
Move on. Yeah.
But, I mean, you need to protect yourself too, because what if that person's not around?
Totally.
Well, like, you don't want to be relying on someone else.
Mm.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what I was going to say. The reason that I'm, well, you know, I've worked really hard, but the reason that I'm sort of at this stage is because when I was young, I thought I want to be able to live a certain lifestyle and I don't want to have to rely on a partner for
that's
that.
That's it. And you want to be able to do it by yourself. Yeah, not ideally, but
they
if you
might not always be there.
No, if you had to, you want to make sure that you can and you can look after your kids and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's no different. Like, young people might not want to ask their parents to go guarantor on a property or whatever, because they want to stand up in their own right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
independence.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I thought we would, and this wasn't a big F you to the gender pay gap issue in Australia. I just thought it was a good time to just have a chat about it. So there's a website called Workplace Gender Equality Agency or WEGA. I think they call it WEGA. Yeah. Oh, no, WGEA. England is an Australian point of mine. Yeah, that's right. But in Australia, and they've got all the stats in the world about Australia, Australia's full-time gender pay gap is 15.3%.
That's insane. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. Women earn on average $250 per week less than men, which is a lot of money.
It is.
So the full-time average earnings of men is $1,600 per week. I assume this is after tax. It doesn't say on this summary.
I was just going to ask that question, actually.
But still, doesn't really matter. The principle's the same. And women, so $1,400 versus $1,650, basically. I mean, that's crazy. And the highest pay gap state is Western Australia.
22.5%.
I was reading that earlier. Is that, do you think, because of mining?
It could be.
Yeah. It would have to be.
Probably more men in mining generally.
Yeah.
But would they get paid more than women doing the same job?
I don't know.
Is it like...
Well, and this is like, I I'll just finish by industry and I'll swing it back around. The highest pay gap industry is financial and insurance services, which is 26.1%. Mm-hmm. And the lowest is public administration and safety and other services, which is 6.8%. That's actually interesting because I've got a lot of clients, and it's weird. Like, sometimes school teachers will marry school teachers like John and Amy. Pharmacists will shack up with research nerds. Hi, Mark. Oh, can I say his name?
Yeah, sure. I just thought you were going to say shag, not shack up. That's why I'm laughing.
G-rated podcast. Yeah. G-rated. I've got clients, they're radiographers. Work at public hospital, physios, like, and they're all couples, and there's actually no gender pay gap.
Yep.
Like, because it's like, that's your job. That's the pay grade. That's, that's it. But I think, yeah, step back on a systemic level, there clearly is an issue. Mm. And I don't know. I think as time goes on, hopefully it should go.
Yeah.
I was having a chat about that the other day. Yeah, I think it'll hopefully work itself out. There's still work to be done, but
yeah,
hopefully things will work out a little bit on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so weird. Like, myself as an employer.
Would you ever, like, you just wouldn't even consider paying a female less?
Like, my female, like, I had a handful of employees. The female got paid the most.
Mm. But how do you pay them? Do you pay them according to an award?
No.
So it's negotiated?
So one, it is an award, yeah, but okay. I never pay the award. I always pay above.
Yeah, sure.
Because I never want to be accused of just paying the award, because the award's like,
yeah. Yeah.
In terms of, and sorry if you're a business owner and pay the award, that's cool. Hello.
I just, love it when he insults
me. I know. I've just insulted 150 people that are business owners. Who, no. But I just feel the award is a safety mechanism for the end employee that the state has set or the governor's set. I just never wanted to be living in that standard that, oh, you just get the minimum. Like, I wanted, you know, that we value you. We, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's based on performance a lot of the time, isn't it? Like, the pay gap. Like, I know when I advertised for marketing / admin person, I didn't state female, but organically 30 applications came through that were all female.
Yeah.
So it depends on the occupation as to who best fits that role and what they're competent at or have an interest or a passion in.
When I did a bit of casual work, a couple of years I was a locum pharmacist, and I found it's not directly related to the pay gap, but I think you've got to get really comfortable with asking for a pay rise, and you have to get and I got expert at it because I was doing it for 15 different pharmacies. But I think that is something that you can do yourself. You know, always ask for a pay rise. They might say no.
They might say yes.
Yeah, and usually they do.
And what so, and we're actually going to do another episode tabled for a couple of weeks down the track of, like, how to ask for a pay rise.
Oh, good.
And I would just say to... like, if you're rocking up to work late every day or leaving early and literally just, what are you looking
at? Why is he looking at me?
Like, if I had an employer who wasn't putting any value in and they wanted to pay rise, I'd be like laughing in their face, like metaphorically.
No.
But I think, we're living in a free market. Let's not be ashamed to operate in that way.
No, and it takes a while to get your confidence up, but once you do.
What was the first time, like, how did you go about asking for your first pay rise?
That was actually when I was really, it was before I was a pharmacist. Yeah. And I just said, oh, hey. I can't remember. I think I just said, you know, I'm doing a good job. Can we up the pay?
Yeah.
I need a new handbag.
Need some lifestyle inflation.
Yeah. I was at uni. But, yeah, I got better at it, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, I just said, look, actually, I kind of got a bit, this is what I'm charging here, so.
Yeah.
Do you like it or not?
And if you don't, too bad.
Yeah.
A really cool idea would be, like, if you're a legit good employee and you're doing everything right, why don't you organise a meeting with your employer or say, look, can I buy lunch one day, or just do something out of the box to get their attention.
Yeah.
What if you showed them your personal budget and go, look, I'm not in any consumer debt, I've got this, I'm really working to clean this up, I value working here, and just show a bit of thankfulness, and, you know, it's not a shakedown, but it was for Amy, but yeah.
No, not always, but yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. And just say, you know, even if you've got a goal, I really want to do this, and because it shows respect in that I'm not just going to leave because... there's better money elsewhere. I'm giving you a chance to
to
work with me.
Jeez, that 25 minutes, it goes so fast, and we're going to talk about other stuff, but we're just having a look. I think we're pretty good. Thanks for coming along, and
thanks Amy.
Showing that article was actually rubbish.
If you want to
hang out with us, you can do so on Instagram at MyMillennialMoney, or you can join our private Facebook group.
Private?
Yeah. Ooh. My Millennial Money. Amy's going to be there. I'm going to invite you. Yeah. So jump online, jump on Instagram, and we will talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.
Have you ever, I was thinking the other day, do you know how I just always think of random things? Do you ever, like, when you fuel up your car, like, I was fueling up, actually, it was yesterday, and all the hoses were tangled?
Oh.
Mm. Like, do they ever have somebody come out and untangle while there's no cars there?
Because people get,
well, no, but, like, some people get, like, the E10 and then
They stretch it over, and
it all gets tangled.
Yeah. I'll tell you my issue again with petrol stations. Yeah. Why have they made the hoses shorter in the last few years?
Yeah, and you can't. Yeah, you're parking massive. The wrong side. You can't bring around the side. Yeah. No, I'm with you, Amy.
I'm upset. It's so weird. So I'm there like, oh, hang on, while I untangle
your job for you.
Yeah, so I'm like untangling. And then, you know those awkward moments where someone fills up in the next thing at the same time and you both finish at the same time and you both walk into the door at the same time and you're like, anyway, I was like, you know what? And I put my arm out and I was like, after you.
Really? Oh, what a nice
Australian
person.
Of the year, right?
Was she, like, was she 23 and blonde? And,
No. She was about...
Doctor. Oh, did I just say that?
Mine went subtly under.
You know what my other issue is, service station?
But it was a man who was about 65. More like, no.
The local ones where you go in and see that old bag of lollies that's been sitting there for 50 cents a packet and it's like it's been there
and
for
at least
2 years.
And they always ask if you want to buy it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I used to have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And I used to be able to pay on your Apple Watch, like with the cards. Anyway, but now I just use my iPhone, the tap, and there's this one guy, and it's like, because I fill up at the same petrol station every time, you know, because I'm a creature of habit and, you know. And there's this guy, and he always, like every single time I use my Apple Watch, he'd be like, oh, technology. I'm like, dude, it's been 3 months and you're still saying it, and it's me.
Hallelujah.
And like, I was like that first guy on the Central Coast with an Apple Watch with Apple Pay. So it was like every time I'd go somewhere, I'd tap, tap, tap. Anyway, so I finally ditched the Apple Watch and upgraded, as we talked about in episode 110. Yes. Which you can go back and have a listen to that if you want.
Yes, good plug.
And I use my phone now and he still shakes his head. Oh, technology. Like, he just can't believe it.
Do you reckon he pays with cash?
Yeah, 100%. But do you think it's like he just needs some small talk?
Yeah, I think he needs to fill the gap.
Yeah, he's just... because it's that, you know, 10 or 8 seconds while it's waiting to approve.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
As opposed to, hi, Glenn, how's your day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Technology.
Yeah. Just every single time. So I'm just like, oh, whatever, you're a nice guy. So
you're leaving?
I'll bitch about you on my podcast.
Yeah. Basically.
So that's the trivial stuff. Tangled hoses and technology.
Yeah. And me being very polite and not trying to beat somebody to the counter.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just thought it was like, oh, I'm proud.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you should be.
Oh, thanks, John.
Very gentle.
Means a lot coming from you, John.
Mm.
You know?
I feel like John would just do that without bragging about it.
No, actually, I'd probably break into a jog and beat them there.
Yeah.
any opportunity to train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get an extra.
And I think I would just expect if I was the other person that they would wait for me.
Wait for you. Yeah. True.
So
like at lunch today when I expected that you waited for me.
Yeah, we had lunch early. Do you remember the podcast we talked about? Well, Erin was on a high horse. She was like really high and saying like, no, you wait and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Erin and I's our food gets served. Old mate's food didn't get served.
And then we're just
Aaron's old, like, like chomping it down.
And then I remembered and I was like, oh no, I'm not going to say anything. But luckily, John brought it up.
Luckily.
And you know where I stand on it. Like, I don't care. I'll just eat. Excuse me.
Amy.
Shouldn't drink sparkling mineral water when you're trying to.
How did you get sparkling
mineral water? I went down and got my own sparkling.
Fancy. Cheers, mate. Good to see we get looked after in here, isn't it?